Hello, everyone, and happy Thursday. It's Josie Pasentino Boone, your host, and we have a couple back-to-back episodes of the Josie Show Special Edition. So first up, we have country singer Jeff Bates. Yes, and then a little later on, we'll have Lainey Wilson. So stay tuned into the whole show. You will not want to miss a moment. Here we go.
Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. Broadcasting live from the Josie Network Studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Josie Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Josie Show. Please make welcome the beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Pasentino Boone.
It's Josie Pasentino Boone back again to bring you another Josie Show special edition. Today's guest is the incredible Jeff Bates, who is an American country music artist best known for his hit that I'm sure you all could recognize, Long Slow Kisses.
Starting with some long, slow kisses.
Please welcome to the Josie Show my guest, Jeff Bates. Hi.
Hi, Josie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm extra good. Been waiting all morning to talk to you.
Good. Well, see, I have been too because I'm a big fan of yours. So this is a win-win. I'm so looking forward to this.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Anytime. So we are big fans of yours, and we are so thrilled to talk about your brand new single, How You Make Me Feel. Now, this song, was this song written by you or?
I wrote it with a friend of mine, Kurt Roth.
It's so good. It's so good. What was your inspiration behind this song, for those who may not know?
I called Kurt because the title of the song, we had to change the title, just give you something to talk about.
Yeah.
Because the original, I called him up and I said, man, I got an idea for a song here. It's kind of weird. But you know how real love and somebody that you just really, really love deeply can just sometimes leave you speechless?
Mm-hmm.
He says, yeah. I said, well, I got a song called
Oh, too funny.
He said, what's it called again? I said, He said, well, I don't believe that's ever been written. I said, I can promise you it's never been written. And so that's how it started out. And after we finished, we decided, you know, if somebody was to talk about this on radio, I don't know if they'll say, right.
Yeah.
So we got to name it something different.
Mm-hmm.
So we wound up naming it How You Make Me Feel. But it's about being left speechless by love.
As you all know, Jeff Bates is your go-to guy for all things love songs. And here is his brand new single, How You Make Me Feel.
How you make me feel inside.
Love it. It is so good. And, you know, I have to ask because I wanted to know, what are your thoughts on, like, a music video for How You Make Me Feel? Is there one coming in the future?
We're actually talking about that.
Yeah, that would be so cool.
I'm not a video. If I were to make a video and it'd be my idea, it would be not graphic. It would just kind of just go along with the song, you know, and I think there's more to it.
Right.
I'm a word guy.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Or in the case of this song, I'm not a word guy.
Right.
I don't know how to speak.
Speechless.
But you never know how somebody might, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We laughed about it after we looked at the title and said, you know, what if you get somebody that's grumpy and says, all right, here's Jeff Bass's latest single. Yeah, it's got to translate.
Here's his hit, Long Slow Kisses, and we have it for you all to enjoy.
I guess you're wondering what I'm doing home so soon. No, I ain't sick. But this morning when you told me you didn't feel special anymore, well, that broke my heart. So I had to turn around and come back and tell you what I'm gonna do about it. I'm gonna light the bedroom candles, take the phone out of the wall. We can lay around and talk for hours, or maybe we won't talk at all. I'm gonna resurrect the love that slipped away from us, and the man you've been missing, starting with some long, slow. Let you know how ashamed I am for making you feel that way. I'm so sorry. Well, I've been spending too much time on making a living and too little on making love. From this moment on, you'll always know where you stand with me. I'm gonna light the bedroom candle, phone out of the wall. We lay around and talk for hours, or maybe we won't talk at all. I'm gonna resurrect the love that slipped away from us, and the man you've been missing, starting with some love.
Oh my goodness. I have to say, we need more music. So I have to ask, will there be like a full-length album or EP at some point or more?
Yes, we're planning on that and working on it. I probably have about half of the songs picked out for it. You know, Long Slow Kisses was a big hit for me.
Yes.
What I do best is relationship songs, love songs. Mm-hmm. And it had been a while since I'd done any of that kind of stuff because I'd done some Christian stuff and some Americana. And I said, I want to get back to doing this right here because I've been writing with new writers, Thomas Mack, and some old ones too, old favorites like Kurt. I wanted another album. And I wanted this song. I thought it would make a good Valentine's Day song.
Oh, my goodness. See, I could see people like playing it at weddings, Valentine's, you know, just for their loved ones. I could see that.
I always look at myself as just, I'm a welder by trade, and I always see myself kind of as the old tongue-tied guy that don't quite know how to say, you're just killing me, girl. I guess we used to have Conway Twitty to do that for us, and we don't have him anymore, so maybe in the future somebody will grab a Jeff Bezos song and put on.
Absolutely, right there. I love that. And for those out there who are curious and want to hear How You Make Me Feel, along with all of your other music, what is the best places for our listeners to check you out?
Obviously, you can go to the normal places, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, all that kind of stuff. If you want to buy the other music, you can come on my webpage, jeffbates.net, purchase a CD, all the music's for sale on there. I'll gladly personalize it for you to whomever you would like it personalized to. We'll ship that right out to you.
We got another love song coming at you. Here is The Love Song by Jeff Bates.
First time I felt it, think I was 5 years old. I was scared, had a nightmare. Mama was there for me to hold. Daddy, he was different. He never said it much, but I heard him loud and clear when he brought home that ball and glove. Then it took on a brand new meaning. I wasn't just a boy no more when she moved in next door. Where you from? What's your name? Wanna go to my gang? Got the keys to my dad's old truck. Turn the radio on to remember the song. Different, it was deeper, it was more. It took on a brand new meaning. Yeah, it was strong and it was true. Knew what I had to do. Found a ring, hit my knees, couldn't talk, couldn't breathe. My heart had me all choked up. Said I do as we cried, waiting bells, wave goodbye. The whole church knew it was said it's time to watch your miracle arise. Thank the Lord, cut the cord, take her home, help her grow, and complete the circle of love. The circle of love.
Thank you for listening to The Josie Show. We'll be right back after a short message from our sponsor.
Attention truckers! Are you looking for a company that will call you by your first name and not by a truck number? A family-owned business is family-oriented that will get you home when they say they're going to get you home. If you live in West Tennessee or the surrounding areas, visit H&H Trucking at 687 U.S. Highway 51 North in Ripley, Tennessee. H&H Trucking is now hiring qualified Class A CDL drivers, local, over-the-road, and regional. Qualified applicants must have 2 or more years tractor-trailer experience, as well as a clean MV. Offering late model equipment that will keep you in the hammer lane. Come on over to H&H today and be a part of the family. H&H also offers full service in-house truck and trailer repair to the public. Motors, transmission, tires, brakes, DOT inspections, and more. Stop by and see one of their certified diesel mechanics on duty today, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. No job too big or too small. Call 731-635-3398. H&H Trucking, an equal opportunity employer.
Country.
You know, another thing that I love about you, besides your music, because we all are huge fans of your music, I love that you're very open. You're welcome. You're very open. You share your story about finding Jesus, and you do many speaking engagements sharing your story, your personal struggles. What is the best advice that you would give to those who are struggling in their lives and feel that they just can't, that there's no way out of it?
We have a go-to. We were created by God. He's there for us, but we have to go to Him. For me, in just about 30 days from now, I will celebrate 20 years being drug and alcohol free.
Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah. And you just got to come to the point. Say, you know, I can't do this on my own. I don't know what to do. Be willing to do the work. Ask God to help. And he stands ready at all times. I think that's the biggest thing, is a lot of times we wait on God to fix something or take something from us, thinking, you know, we got ourselves in the predicaments that we get in, you know, sometimes, and it's going to take some work. So not only do we have to be willing to be changed and for the situation to be changed, but we have to be willing to do the work to go along with that. Work on self. I don't want to be the same person I've been. I'd like to be better. What do I need to do? Talk to God and do the next right thing. Be willing to be changed and be willing to work on it. It's a lifetime relationship.
I love that you turned to God, and there is a higher power, someone that is looking out for us, but we also have to be accountable about our actions.
Absolutely. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, I talk to other recovering addicts, or people who aren't recovering, that come up and they say, man, I know you have to struggle with this every day. And I said, you know, I wish I could tell you. Yeah, I do, but I don't. I don't struggle with wanting drugs. What I have to struggle with is my thinking. You have to be willing to change your thinking and be open-minded to a better way of doing things than just your way.
Absolutely. And, you know, you are an incredible artist. I love that you put, you know, pen to paper with all of your feelings. And there's a song that my husband and I actually love called One Second Chance, where you actually, you know, share your story. And I think it could help a lot of people.
We have Jeff Bates Ministries, and we'll go out to, I go to churches and speak and sing and... also go to prisons. I've gone to the big prison down in Louisiana. But we do that too, you know, and I just go sing my songs. A lot of my songs are autobiographical. They're about different stages in my life. I think that's the key. For me, music is an outlet. First of all, it keeps me off the psychiatrist's couch. If I can share my story with one person and it make a difference in their life, or at least sing what they feel, then it's worth every experience, good or bad, that I've lived.
Now let's play One Second Chance, which is a meaningful and beautiful and powerful song by Jeff Bates.
It says here you're from Houston, you're certified to drive a truck. It doesn't say what you've been doing the last 5 years. Then I watched his eyes keep reading, then I watched his eyes look up. And watched another job I needed disappear. Cause when they get to the line, if you've been convicted of a crime, they say thanks for coming in, and they don't call you back. I ain't asking for every job under the sun. I just want one second chance. August 22nd, little Jacob's turning 5, but his mama moved him half a state away. I left another message on her phone at home last night, and she finally had her lawyer call today. She knows I can't afford to take this thing to court, and I'm trying hard to make her understand. I ain't asking for every weekend of every month, I just want one second chance. I was young and I was stupid, I regret it every day. I ain't saying I didn't do it, but I paid for my mistakes. It's a lost and empty feeling when they don't want you around. Yeah, I finally got my freedom, but what good is it now? Some days when it feels like it's been 100 years, sometimes it seems like only yesterday. We were painting Jacob's nursery, counting days till he was here. Next thing I knew, I'd thrown it all away. Now I know I can't go back to the life I used to have, when I still held the whole world in my hands. I had a job, I had a wife, I had a son. Now I just want one second chance.
Out there who wants to see you perform your music or your ministry, do you have any upcoming shows?
Yes, you can find those on my website. You can find them on my social media like Instagram, Facebook. I'm not real big on TikTok yet.
You're not a TikToker yet. You're not pro yet.
You know, I've done a couple of things on there. I'm just not familiar with the format. It's just a little different, a little more loose, and it's fun.
Yeah.
But I'm always afraid I'm going to look real stupid on there. And maybe that's the idea. I'm stupid enough by myself out at the planet.
Same. Yes. But the one-stop shop, jeffbates.net, right? So just please go to the website and you can find everything. Music there.
Yes, jeffbates.net. Yeah, I'm all over. I'm a people person anyway. I have the best fans in the world, and they feel like family and friends to me anyway.
We need to get you at the Josie Music Awards. We have an annual award show. We're usually at Dollywood, but we're at the Country Tonight Theater. We need to get you out there because I think everybody would love
you. Oh, I'd love to come. That'd be great.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. I think you are an incredible artist, and I love that you share your passion for music. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. And please come back anytime, okay?
Thank you very much for the continual invite. You have to watch me. I may just call you up out of the blue.
You got it. Please do. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Here is The Rapture by Jeff Bates.
I woke up to the silence, an eerie kind of quiet. That voice inside that tells you something's wrong. Her purse was on the table, teddy bear was in the cradle. Everything was here, but they were gone. And toys were in the hallway, her car was in the driveway. I was calling her name, but there was no answer. Then I walked by the TV, saw a million people like me, panicked, cause their loved ones disappeared. There were 1,000 explanations, from terrorists to aliens, Reporter said it's worse than we had feared. And right then I knew exactly what on earth was happening. I was left behind and standing in the morning after. The rapture. Maybe I should have read her Bible, or gone to that revival, or thought a little more about my soul. But I didn't have no time for Jesus, or see how a cross could free us, or believe there was a heaven like I was told.
Josie Show. Whether you listen at josieshow.com, Country Blast Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, iTunes, or WTRB 1570 AM 104.9 FM. We love y'all.
There's a lot of ways of saying what I want to say to you. There's songs and poems and promises and dreams that might come true. But I won't talk of starry skies or moonlight on the ground. I'll come right out and tell you I just love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty loving words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things my woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means having you around. Darling, how I'd love to lay you down. There's so many ways your sweet love made this house into a home. You got a way of doing little things that turn me on, like standing in the kitchen in your faded cotton gown. With your hair all up in curlers, I'd still love to lay you down. Down and softly whisper pretty loving words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things my woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means.
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.
And we are back. We have another Josie Show special edition with the incredible Lainey Wilson. We adore Lainey here at the Josie Show. So I'm looking forward to chatting with her all about her new album, which is doing incredible, Saying What I'm Thinking. So I hope you enjoyed this interview. Please welcome to the Josie Show my guest, Lainey Wilson. Hi, Lainey.
What's going on?
Hey, thank you so much for coming on the show. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, me too, girl. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, anytime. So I am in love with the brand new album, Saying What I'm Thinking. So what might our listeners, those who have not heard it yet, find on this album? So good.
Oh, you know what? This album right here is it's so true to me, like to my core. It's who I am, what I want to say, and how I want to say it right there in 12 songs. And I'm so proud of the thing top to bottom. We have worked extremely hard on this record, and I'm so excited to see the way that it's connecting to people, and it's been pretty awesome to watch.
Oh, yes. I've seen that this is also the first album as a signed artist, which is incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, and you co-wrote every song in this album. So I wanted to ask, what does your songwriting process look like? When you're ready to write a song, you know, pen to paper, what does that process look like to get you in the zone?
Yeah, so for me, the cool thing about songwriting is it is a little different every single day.
Right.
You know, I have been so lucky to be able to, the last few years, get into these writing rooms with people who really, really know what they're doing. And, you know, I feel like I go in there and I learn something every single day. But for me, 90% of the time, I do go in with an idea or a hook, you know, just a thought, and then, you know, kind of develop the melody and the lines and stuff around that. Now, sometimes I get my ideas from the sky. They literally just fall out of the sky. Sometimes I'll have my phone out and I'll be jotting down something somebody's saying, whether it's a stranger or my friends. And I've got this little thing on my phone called a hook book. And so, yes, I get my inspiration from a lot of different things. I will tell you, you know, the past year not being able to live life like normal, I've definitely had to try to find my inspiration from different places. But dang it, we're digging down deep and we're finding it.
You are. You really are. And it's doing so well already, the album. But you also had a single on this album titled Things a Man Ought to Know, which is doing unbelievably well with over 35 million streams. Can you share your inspiration behind this single? There's also a music video for it, too.
Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, we were sitting down to write the song, and we started really talking about the way that I grew up. It was just me and my sister. There were no boys. So my daddy kind of raised us like two little boys. And, you know, he would teach us how to change a tire, how to turn a wrench, how to start a fire. Before I moved to Nashville, you know, I had bought a camper trailer that I was going to live in. And before I left to head to Nashville, he made me weave in and out of the pine trees in the front yard to make sure I knew what I was doing. And, you know, just like those essential things that he thought I needed to know. But more importantly than that, my parents were dang sure to teach me the person that I was supposed to be, the characteristics that I was supposed to have, and the characteristics that I was supposed to look for in other people, whether that's friendships, relationships, people that I work with. You know, at the end of the day, the song is, it's just about having good character.
Yeah.
It's about discernment. It's about treating people the way that you want to be treated. It's the golden rule. And, you know, that's not something that just a man ought to know. That's something that every single one of us should know. And it's just about being kind.
Important things to know. And it's such a great song. I've been streaming it on repeat. I'm not even going to lie. It's so good.
I love it.
Yes. And people could check out the music video, Things a Man Ought to Know, at LaineyWilson.com. Your website's also on YouTube. And what was it like filming the music video? What's an experience like that for you, filming a music video?
Probably consider that video more of like a visualizer. We are, you know, we're going to do a music video, and I'm so excited for people to see that. But this was really just kind of one of those things where, you know, my goal always is to put the music out there, of course, have people listen to it, connect to it, relate to it, but also kind of have a visualizer that goes along with it. That way, maybe they can see it from a different angle and connect and relate to it that way, too. But we do have something in the works that has a storyline. I'm so excited for y'all to see it.
Oh, I'm so excited. Are you going to be able to be as creative as you want? Are you going to have some creative properties in the music video?
Yes.
Oh.
You're dang right. No, it's my first real, real music video, and it's come together so nice and just so proud of it.
Oh, can't wait. I will definitely be posting that everywhere once it's out. For sure, on all of our socials. And for those who want to hear your full album, Saying What I'm Thinking, and all the other music that you have out there, where are the best places for our listeners to find you and your music?
Yeah, so anywhere you can find music, any digital platform, you can go to my website, LaineyWilson.com. L-A-I-N-E-Y. I need a translator probably. You don't even understand me. Seriously, anywhere you can find music. I've got vinyl. I'm a sucker for, you know, just spinning a record, and it really is cool to kind of hear it that way and really listen to the record top to bottom, and it just brings it to life in a cool vibe. So y'all go check out them vinyls, them CDs, all that good stuff.
Check it out. I promise you, you will not regret it. Do it right now. And from the website, our listeners can also see your calendar as well. You have some fantastic shows so far in 2021 with some well-known names in country music, I have to say. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I mean, you know, I've got before the shutdown, I was on the road with Tracy Lawrence and Justin Moore,
right?
Two of my musical heroes, and you know, that kind of came to a screeching halt. So we're going to finish up this tour a little bit. You know, we've got some dates coming up, and so excited to do that because it truly did break my heart. I was like,
No.
Oh my goodness. You know what? I think when everything comes back, it's going to be better than ever.
We need live shows. I surely missed it. As a fanatic for going and actually seeing a live performance, I was so upset when shows were getting canceled and all of that. But I'm so thrilled that you're able to get back out there. And I mean, with some great, great big names in country music. So what great experience. Yes. And I have to ask you, speaking of live performing, have you ever had an embarrassing or just a funny moment on stage that you could share that happened live and in person? It happened.
Oh, yeah, girl. I've had plenty of them. So back in high school, I actually impersonated Hannah Montana.
Oh, no way. That was my childhood right there.
Yep. That's awesome. I mean, I did it for 5 years, 8th grade through 12th grade.
Wow.
I had a lot of embarrassing moments. A couple of them, I was like running down the center aisle of this auditorium and was trying to be cool. Best of Both Worlds was coming on. It was like my grand entrance, and I just face planted right there on the top step. So that was one.
Oh, yeah.
Another one was my pants were unzipped.
Uh-huh.
And so I just did like this cool little turn to, you know, act like it was part of my dance move. So
mm-hmm.
I've always recovered, but my gosh.
Yeah.
Definitely some embarrassing moments.
It's always about the recovery. You were very professional. You did like a fancy turn. I mean, that was smart. That was so smart.
My gosh. Yes. It keeps it interesting for sure.
It does. It really does. That's amazing. And I have a fun question for you because you actually recently performed at the Grand Ole Opry, I saw, which was really cool. I was watching it on their Facebook Live. And what is it like, the very first time that you go in that circle? Like, I mean, the history of the Grand Ole Opry. What is that experience like?
It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, I can't say enough about the Opry and the Opry family and how they just made me feel so welcome. You know, I got to have my Grand Ole Opry debut on Valentine's Day of 2020.
Oh,
so this past time was my second time, and I was just as excited, just as nervous, proud to be there. You know, it's so crazy. Like, right before I go out on stage, I'm like pacing back and forth, just scared to death. But I will tell you, as soon as I step foot into that circle, I feel at home and I feel a sense of peace, and I feel like I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
You are. You really are. And you did an incredible job as well. Like I said, I watched it, and you were wonderful. And I hope everyone goes and checks you out at your website, Lainey Wilson, Lainey, Wilson.com. And also, you're all over social networking as well, right? What's your handle? Because you're everywhere.
Yes, girl. I'm on Instagram, Lainey Wilson Music. I'm on TikTok. I've been tick-a-talking. I'm everywhere. Just Lainey Wilson on Facebook. I'll keep you entertained, so y'all be sure to check it out.
Oh, that is so cool. Check it out, everyone. Please make sure you do follow, add, subscribe, etc., all of the above. And before we go, I noticed you have a billboard. You really do.
I do.
That is impressive.
Oh, my. Never in a million years. I mean, golly, it's just so cool. Yeah, it does feel a little weird driving by and just like me staring at myself, but it's so cool, and I'm so honored.
That is amazing. Well, congratulations on everything that you're doing, and we can't wait to see what is next and in the future for you. And we'd love to have you back on anytime.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Josie. I've enjoyed talking to you.
I enjoyed it too. Lainey Wilson, everyone, thank you so much.
Thanks, girl.
Bye-bye.
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.